Gertie Dalton and her neighbors along Hamstring Creek are still recovering from the historic spring flood of 2011. Huge piles of dead tree trunks and branches litter the stream bank, and mounds of creek gravel are heaved up onto grassy lawns. Her neighbors across the creek had to be rescued by boat. They've not returned. Gertie had to evacuate as well, but this morning, standing on her back porch overlooking a moss-covered waterfall, she says there's no place like home.
Every day when I wake up, walk out, I'm still feeling blessed for just being here, you know?
Gertie's been here 20 years now. A blue heron, she calls him Egbert, often pays a visit, likely attracted to plump bass swimming in the turquoise pool below us. The water is so peaceful. And very close, less than 20 feet away from her foundation.
I didn't know where, you know, it was getting eroded the worst. And it just seemed like maybe this spot would not be that endangered. You know, I was kidding myself, maybe.
Because for some reason, the creek's been taking on more water in recent years and started carving its way towards Gertie's house. And making matters worse is a newly constructed concrete low-water bridge the neighbors had built some yards upstream to get into their place. So when the creek rose nearly 5 feet last April, she thought that was it.
But it came up so high that everything was kind of floating around. It was soup down there.
A churning mix of muddy water filled with neighborhood debris surged into her basement, but not into her 800-square-foot living quarters. She never imagined she would be flooded. So when the County Extension Service mailed out notice about a special project to help Streamside residents, she was immediately interested.
And it said, call this number if you want to talk to somebody about what you can do or what we can do together. And I called, and then skyrocketed. I just got the best help I could. It's been amazing.
John Pennington picked up the phone. He's Washington County Agriculture and Water Quality Extension Agent for the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture. He was looking for residents in this watershed to participate in a special EPA Clean Water Act Section 319 Arkansas Natural Resource Commission grant project to improve streamside property, to prevent erosion, a major water contaminant, property loss, and flood damage.
We are in the Illinois River watershed, and this is Hamstring Creek, which is partially an urban stream that starts in the city of Fayetteville, and then it moves out into the rural area of Washington County where we are now, and it joins up with Clear Creek, just down the bend here, and then Clear Creek flows into the Illinois River. And this stream in particular is going through adjustments right now that are associated with changes of land use in the watershed drainage area. And so there's more water coming through the creek than what there has been in, you know, the past 50 or 100 years. Because there's more concrete ditches and more roads and storm drains than what there was in the past. And so that change shows up here in the stream.
Pennington said the new 60-foot-long concrete low-water bridge also contributed to the problem by blocking the stream's natural slope.
So that means that water is going to flow around the edges of the low-water bridge, which is happening here. And you can see it's destroyed on one side. And then over here on the other side, it was starting to flow around and unzip or undress this stream bank, basically by starting scour upstream from where we are now. And then once you have that initial weak spot in the bank, then that's where the problem will continue downstream. And in this case, it would be towards Gertie's house.
The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission's Stream Team program delivered free technical support last summer for this project, and a local business, the Rogers Group Quarry, provided 8 tons of huge chunks of snowy white limestone to shore up the creek bank next to the house.
that actually donated all of this material in terms of the rocks that are here stabilizing the stream bank, and the track hoe that it took to come out here and move them, and the people to run the equipment. And then they're also going to come back out and take out this low water bridge, which was initially the largest problem factor at this site. So we are about halfway.
And Hamstring Creek in recent months is also assisting with bridge removal. A far end portion of concrete has broken off and washed away. Labor and materials for Guardy Dalton's creek restoration are valued at around $40,000, all donated, John Pennington said. Arkansas Game and Fish Commission's stream team conducts stream site surveys for free, although owners pay labor, equipment, and materials costs for mitigation. AGF's stream team agent, Dave Evans, is regional director for the Ozark and Boston Mountain region. He assists both the public and private sector.
I do design and restoration projects for eroding stream banks for private landowners and governmental groups like cities or counties, and I do educational stuff, water quality monitoring, chemical analysis, and macroinvertebrate, that is bug kicking, for school and adult groups.
Dave Evans has been a stream team agent for 12 years, and he used to live in the Clear Creek watershed. So when John Pennington called, he offered to help Guardy Dalton come up with a plan.
40 years ago, I used to live about a half a mile up the valley, and we used to go swimming down there all the time, so I was real familiar with the site. And then I came out and oversaw, along with John, construction of the work that was done so far.
It was Dave Evans who suggested that the rock riprap be installed to stabilize the creek bank. The Game and Fish Stream Team program is paid for through a 1/8 of 1% sales tax, which also helps to support state parks and Heritage Commission projects.
Okay, typical routine is I'll come out and set a date that works for the landowner and me, and we'll come out and walk up and down and around the site. I'll talk to them about what's going on there, what I see that possible future problems might be, make recommendations. There's usually at least a couple of different options to solve the problem. Make some suggestions on where they might obtain funding, and if they decide to, and I can give them, I've been doing it long enough, I can give them a pretty good guess on the cost, just standing on the bank with no survey data or anything. And if they decide that that's something they want to pursue, then we set up a date to do a survey. I come back out again at a time that works for them and me, and I insist that they be there for the survey. We've done projects before where the landowner was not involved, and they turned out to be disasters. So if the landowner's not interested enough or can't make time to be out there, and I work on Saturdays and I've occasionally worked on Sundays, then you know, I've got other people that can.
Arkansas Game and Fish Commission's stream team programming does provide a small number of mini-grants, seed money, to three projects annually. And farmers and ranchers may qualify for USDA WIP and EQIP funding assistance to fix their streams. When not confined, streams and rivers have a natural tendency to meander. The curving and swirling helps to deliver more dissolved oxygen to water. And even though her project is not quite complete, Guardy Dalton says her creek is already behaving.
The river was running this way here, coming toward the house. And when they put those rocks in, it's going more toward the middle again. I mean, noticeably, you know, it's wonderful.
Plus, the 160 dogwood, redbud, sycamore, river birch trees, along with witch hazel, elderberry, and beautyberry bushes are all starting to bud out. They were planted last fall to stabilize the creek's riparian zone. Because of this Clear Creek riparian management demonstration and education project, the County Extension Service now has an inventory of streamside landowners, which will serve to eventually improve the lives of all living upstream and downstream. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Frohley.